FM.
We welcome you back to Sterling High School. We're going to do the best we can here, competing with the high school band. As we explained at the beginning of the broadcast tonight, we are seated on the stage right in with the band. We're not next to the band or close to the band. We are in the band, and I'm sure you can hear that. If you weren't with us for the first half of our doubleheader tonight, the Sterling and Lady Jets got the win over the Sacred Heart Irish. The final on that one was Sterling 47 and the Sacred Heart 43. Also, we have a final for you now from Fall City. The Lady Tigers of Fall City got the win tonight over Syracuse. The final on that one was Fall City 29 and Syracuse 28. And in the boys' third-place consolation game that was heard live tonight on Sunny 101.3, it was East Atchison over Rockport. The final in that one was East Atchison 40 and Rockport 39. The final in that over at Mount City. Up next, we've got boys' basketball, the Sacred Heart Irish, the Sterling Jets. Let's move right to the starting lineup here while the band has paused for a moment. For the Sterling Jets, they'll go with Trenton Peary. He's a 5'10 senior. Wyatt Rathe, a junior at 5'11. Colin Wambold. Wambold is a sophomore at 6'1. Jesus Gonzalez. Gonzalez is 5'8 and a junior. And Carson McCullough, a 6-foot senior. Those are the starting five for Coach Zach Lemke and the Sterling Jets. Starting lineup for your Sacred Heart Irish, Jack Stice. Stice is 6'2 and a junior. Evan Keithley. Keithley is a 6-foot, 1-inch senior. Joe Simon, 6'4 and a junior. James Freshel. Freshel, a 6-foot junior. And Sam Dunn, a senior at 6 foot. Those are the starters for Coach Doug Golds. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout and be back with the opening tip after this 1 minute break on KTNC.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Fall City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Sterling High School, getting ready for the second half of our basketball doubleheader. We're done with the pregame music, thank goodness. And now we're moving to the introduction of the starting lineups as we take a look at how this one went here. But young ladies need to borrow a pen there. You want an autograph? Is that it? Yeah. All right. They're introducing the starting lineups now over the public address system. Again, I want to take a look about some upcoming broadcasts. We haven't shared that with you here yet tonight. 1 week from tonight, I will be covering the Sacred Heart Irish again, as we'll be back here on KTNC. The Irish traveling out to Friend to take on the Friend Bulldogs. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader this coming Tuesday. I'll be over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, with the Johnson Brock Eagles. They're going to travel up to face Palmyra. So we've got a lot of basketball coming up next Tuesday, next Friday, and then again the following Tuesday, we'll have Johnson County Central at Palmyra. We're going to make back-to-back trips to Palmyra, first with Johnson Brock and then with Johnson County Central, and we'll sandwich a trip out to Friend in between there. All in all, we've got a ton of basketball between now and the Christmas break. I'm going to be going to Elmwood Murdoch with Fall City High on the 20th. Come right back the 22nd at Elmwood Murdoch with Sacred Heart. So we'll be at the Elmwood Murdoch Gym on Tuesday night and Thursday night the week before Christmas. And while I'm doing all that, John Nixon's got a bunch of them scheduled too. So we're going to have a lot of basketball both here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. Right now, though, the business at hand, we've got boys basketball, the Irish, and the Jets. This crowd is fired up after seeing the Lady Jets down Sacred Heart here a moment ago, 47-43. They're pretty fired up among these Sterling fans right now. Stepping into the center circle to jump it up will be Joe Simon for the Irish, and he'll jump it against Carson McAuliffe, a six-foot senior. Here's the tip. Simon controls the tip, flips the ball out, and it goes into Sam Dunn. I'm used to seeing Sam wearing number 10. He's got the threshold number now, 35 Sam Dunn is wearing. Here's the Irish. Inside is Keithley, top of the key. They come back up to Simon with it at the top of the free throw circle. Gives off to Sam Dunn on the right elbow. His pass goes across to James Freshel. Freshel back up again, finds Simon at the top of the key. Now in traffic, right side, driving baseline, under the basket, little lay-in. Shot is up and good by Joe Simon. Simon with the first 2 points of the season for the Sacred Heart Irish, and the Irish go up 2-0 here, 7:26 to play in the first quarter. On the dribble comes Gonzalez, Jesus, across the timeline, guarded by Dunn, works it into forecourt, now works to the right side of the three-point arc. Gonzalez has the pass tipped away. McAuliffe grabs up the loose basketball. McAuliffe on a driving lay-in that's up off the rim, doesn't go. Gonzalez with the rebound in traffic. He's double-teamed, wants to force up a shot, bounce pass out into the corner. To the top of the key it comes. Now driving in the paint, underhanded driving lay-in. Shot is put up by Carson McAuliffe. Couldn't get it, but he'll be fouled. And we'll have McAuliffe at the line. He'll be shooting two shots for the Sterling Jets. The foul is going to be on Joe Simon. On Simon, his first team foul, number one, on the Irish. 2-0, our score, 6:57 to play in the first quarter. Carson McAuliffe, a six-foot senior, at the line to shoot two free throws for the Sterling Jets. Takes aim. The first free throw for McAuliffe is on the way. It's up, and he got it. Got the roll. That's one of those that hits the front of the rim, rolls across, hits the back of the rim, comes back, hits the front of the rim, and then finally found his way in the hole. McAuliffe ready for his second free throw, trying to tie the game up here early. Second shot is on the way up. This one nothing but nylon for McAuliffe. We're all tied to two apiece, 6:57 to go here in the first quarter. Irish down very quickly with the basketball. Evan Keithley at the top of the key. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. They're looking inside for Simon. Can't get it to him. Skip pass across court. Freshel back up top of the circle. James Freshel on the right elbow to Sam Dunn. Dunn feeds it inside. Now Keithley for three from the right elbow. In and out of there. Couldn't get it. Simon tried to tip it away. The rebound is pulled down by Trenton Peary. Peary down court to Gonzalez. Gonzalez guarded by Dunn. Irish open in a man-to-man defense here. Now Simon tries to stop the move to the basket by McAuliffe. Shot up over Simon. McAuliffe too long. Rebound Keithley. Keithley's going to push it all the way down. Evan Keithley now decides to hold things up in the corner. Bounce pass comes up to Simon, top of the circle to Sam Dunn. Sam Dunn, I got to get used to seeing him in that number 35. We associated the number 10 with Sam for so long. Here's Dunn for three. No, short off the front of the rim. With the rebound, Trenton Peary. Peary gives out the outlet pass to Gonzalez, who'll set it up. Irish come back and set up in their man-to-man defense. Gonzalez working one-on-one against Dunn. Now they feed it to the right side of the lane. Goes over to Wombold. Wombold has it dribbled away and stolen with the steal for the Irish is James Freshel. Freshel gives the outlet pass up to Dunn, and he'll bring it across court into forecourt. Gonzalez came out to challenge him. Dunn left him in the dust, dribbled away from him, goes to Simon with the pass. Joe Simon holds the ball high above his head at the top of the key. Comes back to James Freshel. Off on the right elbow now. Inside traffic. Here's Keithley for the lay-in. Off the glass, up and good. Nice move by Evan Keithley to the basket. Off the left side, the left-handed lay-in. And it's 4-2. The Irish up by two near the five-minute mark in the first quarter here at Sterling. Gonzalez gets rid of the pass. Gives it off there to Wombold. Colin Wombold. For a sophomore, 6'1 sophomore, goes to Jesus Gonzalez. Gonzalez out onto the left wing. That pass to McAuliffe. McAuliffe penetrates. Simon stopped him there. Couldn't get him. Gonzalez, fall away shot is up. And good. That Trenton Peary got the shot. Peary with a jump shot off the pass from Gonzalez. And it's 4-4. We're all tied up. Now Simon's in traffic. He's double teamed under the basket. The ball knocked away from him. Goes out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Irish. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. They'll inbound it on the baseline. Left side under their own basket. Inbounding it. Freshel goes into Simon in traffic. Simon in the lane. Lays it up and good. Joe Simon high above everybody there. Nobody could get up to stop that one and just dropped it over the front of the rim. 6-4. Irish up by two. 4:23 to play here in the first quarter. Ball dribbled away and stolen by Dunn. Dunn's going to take it in. Oh, he tried to put a pass off to Simon on the right side. Back it goes to Dunn, and he puts it off the glass up and good. Sam Dunn with the basket. 8-4. Irish up by 4. 4 minutes, 5 seconds to go. First quarter here at Sterling for the Jets. Down court comes Trenton Perry. Perry being guarded there very carefully by James Freshel. Perry gives a pass up top to Wombold. Wombold looks for Gonzalez. Needs help now. Wombold finally gets rid of it. McAuliffe has it in the paint. It's not free. Dunn had it for a minute. Gonzalez for three from the left side. Doesn't get it. Evan Keithley's there for the defensive rebound. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on Wyatt Rathie. Rathie's going to be called for his first personal. Team foul number one of the half on the Jets. 3:41 to go here in the first quarter. Again, 8-4. Irish up by 4. Very casually on the dribble up court comes Sam Dunn. Now his pass goes to Freshel on the right wing. James Freshel up top. Gives it inside now to Simon. Turnaround shot Dunn up short off the front of the rim. Saved nicely from going out of bounds. Great job there by James Freshel. Freshel went up after that basketball as it was going out of bounds and flipped it back off of Trenton Perry. Perry touched it. Last, the Irish maintained possession of the ball. Freshel to inbound it. Puts it into the corner. On the left side to Jack Stice in the ballgame. Stice around the top of the key to Sam Dunn. Now here comes Freshel. Driving baseline right side. Keithley for three. Got it. What a job getting the ball back to Keithley. And he hit the three from out of the right elbow. Irish with their biggest lead so far. Up now by 7. 11-4 at the 3-minute mark here in the first quarter. Gonzalez being chased after by Dunn. Dunn with the steal from Gonzalez midcourt. Dunn for the breakaway lay-in off the glass up and good. Sam Dunn got the steal from Jesus Gonzalez and got the lay-in. Timeout taken. Sterling 2:49 to play first quarter. Sacred Heart up by 9, 13-4. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Sterling High School. That's Aaron Wisdom. You hear back at the KTNC studios, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball as we get the Nebraska season underway for another 22-23 basketball season here on KTNC. Lots of games on tap for you in the next 3 months, both here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. We hope, of course, that you'll attend the games in person whenever possible. If you can't, well, we'd love to have you join us here on the air. It'll be Sterling's basketball. As they inbound it, inbound the pass, they get it into Wombold. Wombold being chased over there. Riley Nelson's in the ballgame now, coming out of the timeout. Nelson, a 6-foot senior, has checked into the contest. Here's Sam Dunn giving Gonzalez fits out there at the top of the key. Trying to drive toward the baseline is Trenton Perry. He can't get anywhere. Dunn with a shot. Oh, there's a shot up over Dunn. It's good by Colin Wombold, the sophomore. Wombold with his first 2 points, and it's 13-6. James Freshel with the basketball. Comes to the left side to Evan Keithley. Keithley can't get to the baseline on the left side. Goes to Joe Simon instead. Now Joe Simon holds the ball for a minute. Back up top comes to Dunn with it. Dunn feeds in. There's Simon under the basket. Reverse lay-in up and off. No good. Dunn got his own rebound. Now it's loose on the ball on the floor. Everybody after it. Joe Simon was in there mixing it up with two or three Sterling Jets trying to get after the ball. Held ball is called. Possession arrow points the direction of the Sterling Jets. 13-6. Irish up by 7. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Law pass to Gonzalez. Dunn gives chase. Gonzalez into the corner. Right side. Goes down deep with it. Rathie. Wyatt Rathie. Working one-on-one against Keithley. Can't get to the basket. Keithley took that away from him. Pass goes to Trenton Perry instead. Now Perry looks to Gonzalez in the corner. No passes there. Chasing him is James Freshel. Freshel is out there. Riley Nelson comes over to help defensively. Holding it out on the wing is McAuliffe. Now Nelson, down in the corner, has Wombold trapped down there. Wombold has to get rid of it. Feeds it to the top of the key. There's a spin move for three. Shot is up and off. No good. Ball taken away. A nice steal under there by Sam Dunn. Dunn just took it away from two defenders. A minute 19 to go here in the first quarter, 13-6. Irish up by 7. With the ball in the corner on the right side is James Freshall. Here's Evan Keithley for 3 from the top of the key, short off the rim. Rebound brought up by Simon, right back up top to Keithley. They'll reset the offense. It's a man-to-man defense here by the Sterling Jets as Dunn brings it around to the right elbow, down to Freshall. Freshall back up top with it, looking to Simon. Simon flips it to the left side to Dunn. Sam Dunn goes around Gonzalez. Pass across to Keithley, all the way driving underneath, reverse lay-in up and good by James Freshall. His first 2 points of the evening. 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's 15-6. Irish up by 9. Gonzalez with the basketball for Sterling. Gonzalez holds it for a minute, goes to Carson McAuliffe with the pass. McAuliffe tries to drive on Simon, but a whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called on Joe Simon. On Simon, that's his second personal. Team foul number 2 on the Irish. Into the ballgame now for Sacred Heart. Jack Stice back onto the floor. Also checking in Carson Sells for the first time tonight. Sells into the ballgame, a 5'11 senior. Inbounding the pass for Sterling. Wyatt Raffey will toss it in on the baseline. Now in for the Jets, Andrew Harms checks in. Harms, a 6'3 senior. All right, inbounding the pass. Wyatt Raffey under the basket, right side on the baseline. Lobs it in, gets it off to Perry. Trenton Perry dribbles around defenders. He's guarded by Carson Sells. Sells right in his pocket. Around the horn to the left wing to Wyatt Raffey. Skip pass across court. Here comes Perry in the paint. Feeds it underneath the arms. Back up top to Perry. Now Gonzalez handles the basketball. Perry, left side, trying to put a shot up over Simon. Up and off the rim doesn't go. That shot launched by Carson McAuliffe. Rebound brought down by Dunn. Dunn at the buzzer for 3, doesn't get it. After one quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish lead the Sterling Jets 15-6. Our score, we're back in 1 minute on KTMC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Sterling High School tonight. The girls' game, the first half of our doubleheader. The Sterling girls got the win over Sacred Heart, 47-43. Here in the boys' game, after one quarter, the Irish are up 15-6 over Sterling. And when play is resumed, Sacred Heart will have the basketball to start this second period. A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock, and here we go. The inbound pass comes into Sam Dunn. He didn't see it coming, had to chase it down in backcourt. Dunn picked up at midcourt by Gonzalez defensively. Dunn dribbles around him, feeds it back to Evan Keithley. Keithley, bounce pass underneath. Oh, a nice feed inside from Keithley as he got the ball into Riley Nelson. Nelson turned around, scored, and was fouled. Riley Nelson with a chance for a three-point play here for the six-foot senior. The foul is going to be called on Trenton Peary. No, check that. Wyatt Raffey on Raffey, his second personal. Here's Riley Nelson for the free throw. Shot is up and off, doesn't go, but we've got a whistle. I think we had a lane violation, and they're going to put the senior back to the line and give him another shot at it. Riley Nelson with a nice move on the baseline, put that off the glass. All right, Nelson with another attempt. He gets a mulligan on that first one. Second shot is on the way. This one is up and good. He got it that time. And Nelson now with the 3 points. And it's 18-6. The lead is 12. Biggest lead of the game so far for the Irish. Opening seconds here in the second quarter. 7:42 to play, second period. Gonzalez handles the basketball to Perry. Perry backs it out. Giving chase on Perry out there for the Irish now is Carson Sells. Spin move, Gonzalez. With him is Dunn. Dunn is all over Gonzalez. Now Carson Sells has Perry trapped over here on the wing. Perry can't get away from Sells. Good job defensively. Perry wants to go to the baseline. He'll carry the ball. And Carson Sells forced a turnover. Irish get the ball back. Trenton Perry just got the dribble up above his head and gets called for carrying the basketball. 7:16 to go now in the second quarter. 18-6. Irish up by 12 here in the boys' contest. As Sam Dunn works the ball up the court against Gonzalez. Gonzalez chases him. Underneath, they go inside to Keithley. Keithley kicks it out to the left side. A long three is on the way. That's up and off. No good. That shot was put up by Jack Stice. It came out of there, and the rebound to McCullough. McCullough out to Peary with the outlet pass. He'll bring it up court. Peary picked up by Carson Sells. Back off to Jesus Gonzalez. Gonzalez has Sam Dunn giving chase as Gonzalez gets it into forecourt. Ball taken away by Evan Keithley. Keithley with a steal. Down to Dunn. 3-on-2. Fast break. Fast break all the way in for the driving layup. Shot is up and good by Carson Sells. Sells got in behind the coverage, and Dunn did a good job of finding Carson Sells down there all alone for the easy lay-in. 20-6. The lead is 14 now for the Irish. As Gonzalez and Dunn come down court, Carson Sells again has Peary trapped in the corner. Sells just won't let Peary get around him. Here's a fall-away jump shot by Peary that's up and off, no good. Rebound, Sam Dunn. Dunn behind the back dribble, left Gonzalez in the dust. Spun around him, feeds it to the top to Keithley. Keithley, baseline left side, open look inside the paint. They were looking for Riley Nelson, couldn't get it to him. Jack Stice tried to feed Nelson on the baseline, but a good job by Gonzalez to step in and steal the pass. Almost stolen by Sells. Here's Peary with an open look from the right side for three. No, two. They're going to rule it a two for Peary. Trenton Peary has 4 points now. Makes it 20-8. Now there's some discussion among the officials. Whether it was a two or a three. They're going to say, no, it was definitely a two. They wanted to clear that up. Got substitutes checking in here with the stoppage in play. 5:42 to go, first half, 20-8. Irish up by 12. Sacred Heart with the basketball. James Fresham will toss it in backcourt on the side, lobs it into Jack Stice, and now Stice will come down and set it up here offensively. Stice feeds into the corner right side, Carson Sells. Sells loses the dribble, goes to Evan Keithley in traffic. Back to Sells. Nice fake. Shot is up. Sells' shot is blocked. Good job defensively by Wyatt Rathe. Rathe went high in the air and blocked that shot by Carson Sells. Rathe gets the outlet pass to Womble. Womble on the left elbow across court pass goes to Tyler Blessing, who's in now. Blessing feeds into Peary. Peary goes up with a shot. He'll be fouled. And we'll have Trenton Peary at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots for the Sterling Jets. We'll see who the foul is on. Foul is going to be called on Evan Keithley. That's his first, team foul number three on Sacred Heart. Trenton Peary at the line shooting two shots. First one is on the way up and good. Peary now has 5 points for the Jets on a pair of field goals and that free throw just now. In now for the Irish, John Krause checks into the lineup. 5'10 senior, Krause making his first appearance. Trenton Peary, his second free throw is on the way. It's up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sacred Heart's James Freshel. Freshel gets the outlet pass up to Jack Stice. Stice across the timeline into Freshel in the corner. Around the horn left wing it goes. Here's Evan Keithley for three that's in and out of there. Battle for the rebound under the basket. Irish have it. Follow shot is up and good by James Freshel. Freshel came down with the offensive rebound, got the foot back off the glass. It's 22-9. The lead is 13 for the Irish at 4:44 to play in the first half. Jets basketball, Womble with it. He's in trouble out here at the top of the key. He had to hand it off and give it to Tyler Blessing. Tyler Blessing brings it back across the timeline into forecourt. Feeds it underneath the basket to McCullough. McCullough can't put a shot up. Now Peary goes around Keithley, lost the handle. Ball goes all the way across the court, floating bank shot off the glass, up and good by Tyler Blessing. Blessing, a 6-foot senior with his first 2 points of the season and of the night. Underneath to Keithley, all alone. Evan Keithley got a gift. He was just standing under the basket. They fed the ball to him. He laid it off the glass. We're going to have a timeout taken by Sterling with 4:06 to go in the first half. 24-11, Irish up by 13. We're back in half a minute on the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTMC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Special welcome to all of our Sterling fans listening online at mscsports.net. Glad to have you tuned in with us for the broadcast tonight. Back to live action, 4 minutes on the clock. Clock is running here in the second quarter, 24-11. Irish up by 13 on the dribble. Handling it is Gonzalez. Gonzalez picks up his dribble. Now Dunn has him trapped. The ball is on the floor loose. Gonzalez had it for a moment. Now it's grabbed up loose by Wyatt Raffey. Raffey gets it out to Peary. Into forecourt, moving toward the basket, driving lay-in up and good for Colin Lombold. Lombold has 4 points, and it's a 9-point lead now, 24-13. Here's Sam Dunn in traffic. He goes up with a shot and will be fouled. I think Dunn's going to go to the line and shoot two for the Irish. Down on the baseline, he made a move to the basket and got fouled. Dunn will be shooting two. The foul is going to be on Jesus Gonzalez, his first personal. That's the third team foul on the Sterling Jets. They will not be shooting it. It'll just be played in on the baseline, not a shooting foul. Lob pass comes up to Sam Dunn all the way to the top of the circle. Dunn got that pass tossed out from Freshel. Now James Freshel on the right wing, holds it for a minute, wants to move to the basket on the baseline, can't get there. Picked up his dribble, needs help. His pass comes up top now to John Krause. Krause feeds it underneath. Shot is up for Simon, wouldn't go down. Jack Stice put a shot up on the baseline, couldn't get it to fall. And the other direction comes Lombold. Lombold feeds it into McAuliffe in the paint. He's guarded closely by Riley Nelson. Long three from the left elbow is up and good by Lombold. Colin Lombold, a 6'1 sophomore, just hit the three. He's got 7 points now for the Jets, and it's back to an 8-point ball game, 24-8 with 2:47 to go here in the first half. Now the Irish come down and set their offense. Dribbling to the top of the circle. Coming up is James Freshel. James Freshel from the right side. Shot is up. Doesn't go. Ball is batted around. Rebound pulled down by Colin Lombold. Lombold with the ball. Feeds it off now to Trenton Peary. Ball got away and ended up in the hands of Zach Lemke. The head coach for Sterling ended up with the basketball as it was tipped away over there. Touch last by Sterling. Well, the Irish have pulled one on me here. They've got a 21 on the floor, and I don't have a 21 on my roster, and there's no 21 in the program printed up here by Sterling. We'll have to get some clarification on that at halftime with the basketball. For the Irish, in traffic is Dunn. Dunn backs it back between the rings, now to the top of the key. Feeds Evan Keefley in the corner right side. Keefley can't get a look at it. Now hands the ball up to Riley Nelson. Nelson flips it to the left side to Jack Stice. Here's Keithley for three. It's short off the front of the rim, and Jesus Gonzalez has the rebound. Gonzalez getting instructions from Zach Lemke, the head coach at Sterling, as he brings the ball up the court. Guarded up here. Ball stolen away with the steal. The other direction comes Jack Stice. Stice feeds it underneath to Riley Nelson. Shot is up and good. Riley Nelson has 5 points in the ball game. Stice with the assist. Timeout on the floor. 1:39 to go in the first half. 26-16. A 10-point lead for the Irish. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest full hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A minute 39 left to play in the first half. 26-16 is our score. 26-16, the Irish up by 10. And we're going to get some help here in a minute. We can get one of you girls to come up. We need a hand. I got a question for you. A minute 39 to go. We're going to find out and get some clarification on who 21 is out here. I apologize for not knowing the young man. We're going to try and get one of the girls to come up and find out for us. A minute 39 to go. First half, 26-16. Sterling with the basketball. The inbound pass comes into Jesus Gonzalez. Gonzalez down court with the basketball. Number 21 for Sacred Heart was in the game, girls, and he's not in the roster. Can you figure out who he is for me? There's a driving layup at the other end. Shot is up and good. Making the basket is Sam Dunn. Dunn with 6 points now. And now full court pressure being applied in backcourt. In trouble, Gonzalez with the basketball. Long down court pass tipped away. Grabbed up in the corner near base, and it's going to be over and back. The basketball goes back to the Irish. What happened to me, ladies, is I don't have a 21, and there's no 21 on the roster here, and yet we had a 21 on the floor a moment ago. So if we can figure out who that might be, I'd really be very appreciative. A minute 10 to go. On the dribble with the basketball is Sam Dunn. Dunn kicks it into the corner, baseline left side. Moving toward the basket, Jack Stice on the spin. Now back up to the top of the key comes Stice. He holds the ball for a minute, flips it over to the right wing. And handles it to Freshel. Freshel to the left side. There's Sam Dunn for three, short off the front of the rim. The rebound pulled down, brought down by Trenton Peary. Peary down court on the right side. Peary feeds it across to Raffey. There's a three on the way from the top of the key that's up and off no good. Riley Nelson with the rebound. Nelson with the rebound, comes up with the basketball, feeds it into the corner right side, moving toward it is Keithley in double team traffic. Keithley with a shot up and off, no good, couldn't get it, puts it out to the corner. Jack Stice for three off the back of the iron, doesn't go. 25 seconds to play here in the first half. And the Sterling Jets get the rebound, give the outlet pass out to Lombard. Lombard will set it up at the top of the key. We got 15 seconds to go here, and then we'll have a break for the half. Here's the ball stolen away. The other direction comes Riley Nelson, feeds underneath the basket, ball is loose, Sterling gets it back with 7 seconds. Down in a hurry comes Wombold. On the left side, here's a shot at the buzzer, the top is good by Wyatt Raffey. Raffey got it down, and at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish lead. The Sterling Jets are halftime score, Sacred Heart 28 and Sterling 18. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with a look at the first half scoring recap right after this two-minute break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTMC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Heartland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Boston superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your phone, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Heartland City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Sterling High School. At the half, the Sacred Heart boys are leading the Sterling Jets 28-18, our halftime score. Let's take a look at the individual scoring first for the Sterling Jets. They're led at the half by Colin Wombold. He has 7 points. Trenton Peary with 5. 2 points each for Tyler Blessing, as well as Wyatt Raffey and Carson McCullough for their total of 18. From the charity stripe, the Sterling boys went 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, 28 points on the board. They're led by Evan Keithley. He has 7. Right behind is Sam Dunn with 6. Riley Nelson came off the bench and has 5. 4 for Joe Simon, 4 also for James Freshel, and Carson Sells off the bench added 2 for their total of 28. From the free throw line, the Irish went 1 for 1. So the teams combined, perfect shooting from the charity stripe, 4 for 4 between the two teams. In the girls' game played earlier this evening, if you weren't tuned in, the Sterling Jets got the win over Sacred Heart. 47-43 was the final in that girls' varsity contest. Also a final that we have for you in the Fall City girls got the win. I lost my sheet of paper here. They got the win tonight over Syracuse in the game played at Fall City. I believe that was a one-point win. If memory serves me correctly, I think it ended up being like 29-28, Fall City over Syracuse. And in the boys' third place consolation at Mound City, East Atchison defeated Rockport 40-39 in a game that was heard earlier over on Sunny 101.3. Right now we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, check in with your local weather, another 2-minute break, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Here at Frontier Bank, we believe in keeping things local. When you shop in your community, everyone wins. You get friendly personal service from someone you know and trust. As a result, a part of every dollar you spend locally is used to finance our schools and to provide police and fire protection. Shop in our community. We sincerely appreciate it. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Dauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your healthcare needs.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City, and weatherology meteorologist Mandy Faluber. We have a very strong cold front that is going to be moving across the region. We'll have very strong winds ahead and also behind the front. Gusts are expected between 40 and 55 miles per hour, thus prompting a wind advisory. Now, the strong winds and dry air will also create an extreme fire danger for parts of north central Kansas. We do have very quiet weather in the forecast behind the system. We will see plenty of sunshine and warming temperatures. Clear conditions, upper teens, northwest winds 15 to 30, gusts over 40. Saturday, lots of sunshine, cooler temperatures in the mid-30s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 29 degrees.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Sterling High School. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Sterling Jets 28-18. I'm Randy Gatula with you. Aaron Wisdom back at our KTNC studios. Well, I can't leave my listeners hanging out there. You heard me visiting with a couple of the girls. Jessica Wurtenberger, Delaney Witts were kind enough to track down the jersey discrepancy that I had here. The reason there is no number 21 on the roster or on my score sheet is because there is no number 21. As a matter, I guess, of explanation, John Krause wears 41. Our broadcast point here at Sterling is on the stage on the east end of the gym under the basket. So when we look down at the far end under the basket, sometimes these old eyes see things that aren't there. I was certain I saw a 21, but in fact it was 41. John Krause. So we got that cleared up, and thanks to Jessica and Delaney for helping me out with that one. We're ready now to move to third quarter action, 28-18. The Irish are up by 10. Again, if you're just checking in with us in the game earlier tonight, 47-43, Sterling with a win over Sacred Heart. That might be a bit of a surprise to a lot of folks around the state, but the Jets came up with the win here tonight. It'll be Sterling's basketball when we move into the third quarter. Inbound the pass. They toss it into Trenton Peary. Peary across the division line. Bounce pass into McAuliffe in the paint. McAuliffe goes right back to Peary on the right elbow. Peary pulls up for three. It's short off the front of the rim. And there with the rebound coming down for the Irish is Jack Stice. Stice brings the ball up court himself at the top of the circle. Feeds to Freshall on the right elbow. Freshall takes it to the baseline. Now goes up to Joe Simon with the pass. Simon feeds it again to Stice. Here comes Evan Keekley. Keekley backs out into the corner. He's trapped down deep in the corner. Feeds it into Simon. Simon goes up with a shot. He'll be blocked away, but a whistle and a foul will put Joe Simon to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Carson McAuliffe. On McAuliffe, his first personal, first team foul of the half on the Jets. At the line, Joe Simon. He's got 4 points so far tonight on a pair of field goals. The first of two free throws is up and good for Simon. So Joe Simon, a 6'4 junior, now has 5 points in the ballgame. Simon ready for his second free throw. It's on the way up, and it's good also. He got a boat, nothing but nylon on that second one for Simon. Joe now with 6 points. The lead is back to 12 with 30-18. With the basketball is Colin Wombold. He's double-teamed in backcourt. Gets it off to Gonzalez. Now Peary with the basketball. And a whistle and 10 seconds is going to be called. They didn't get across the timeline. So good job defensively on the press there by the Irish. They got the 10-second call. And Sacred Heart will get possession of the basketball. Jack Stice will inbound it. Tosses in. Gets it into Sam Dunn. Dunn wearing that number 35. That's famous for being the threshold number around Sacred Heart. Here's a long three up and off. No good. Simon with the rebound. He gets the pass out to, that's going to be an over and back. Yeah, he got it flipped out to Keatley. Thought for a minute Keatley was going to get away with that, but no, it was over and back. The Irish turn it over. They'll give it back to Sterling. Jets will have the basketball. 6:59 to play in the third quarter. 30-18, Sacred Heart by 12. Inbound pass to Trenton Peary. Peary all the way into the paint. Free throw line jump shot. Peary up and good. Trenton Peary has 7 points now for the Jets. With a little jumper from the free throw line. It's a 10-point ball game, 30-20. Joe Simon feeds it over to Evan Keithley. He backs out into the corner. Back up top to Simon. He holds the ball above his head at the top of the free throw circle. Simon gives it off to James Freshel. Into Simon, driving off the glass up and good. He got the bucket and drew the foul. Almost took the referee out with him. So the basket counts for Joe Simon. He's now got 8 points, and he'll be at the free throw line for the and one. The foul is going to be on Carson McAuliffe, his second personal, team foul number two of the half on the Jets. Here's Simon's free throw up and good. Joe Simon now 3 for 3 from the line here in the third quarter, and he's got, let's add him up, 9 points now in the ball game. Quickly down court comes Carson McAuliffe on the dribble for the Jets. He goes to Wembold with the ball. Colin Wembold feeds into Trenton Peary, who wants to go to the baseline left side, can't get there, has to hand it off instead to Jesus Gonzalez. Gonzalez, nowhere to go, back up to Peary, top of the key. In the paint, McAuliffe, turnaround shot over Simon, up and good. That was a nice move to the basket by Carson McAuliffe. He's got 4 points now, and it's an 11-point lead. Dunn feeds it out to Evan Keithley for an open look for three that won't go, but a rebound and a follow shot. Put back up and good by James Freshel. Freshel with 6 points. That was a good job on the offensive board by James Freshel to pull that one down and go right back up with it. Now Gonzalez has the ball stolen away. Down court on the dribble with it comes Joe Simon. Simon got the steal from Gonzalez. Everybody ends up on the floor, including the cameraman. We've got a TV station cameraman down here in kind of dangerous territory on the baseline in front of the stage, and he kind of got wiped out that time by the players. Not a good place for a TV camera, gentlemen. Inbound in the ball will be James Freshel. Top of the key, lob pass goes in. Keithley wants to back in, goes off the glass, shot is up. He got it. The basket counts. Keithley got the bucket and drew the foul. Evan Keithley has 9 points, a chance to get in double figures if he can hit this free throw. He will be fouled by, I believe, Wyatt Rathy. Rathy will get called for the personal on Wyatt. That is his fourth. Team foul number four. At the free throw line, Keithley looking for his 10th point of the night. Shot is up. He got it. Evan Keithley has 10 in the ball game, and the lead is up to 16 now. 38-22, timeout taken. Sterling, 5:26 to play, third period. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5 minutes, 26 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Sterling. 38-22, your Sacred Heart Irish up by 16 over the Sterling Jets. And it'll be Sterling's basketball when play is resumed. Inbound the ball. They toss it in backcourt to Gonzalez. Jesus Gonzalez dribbles up into the double team. He's in trouble. Picked up the dribble. Jesus needs to get rid of the ball. Now gets it across to McAuliffe. They're dangerously close to the 10 seconds. McAuliffe across the timeline. Whips it across to Wombold. Back up top, Trenton Peary. Peary now sets up the offense. Sacred Heart coming out here. They're man-to-man. Peary just dribbles at the top of the key as Sam Dunn comes out to challenge him. Now he hands the ball off to Tyler Blessing, who's back into the lineup. Blessing played briefly there in the first half. He's back on the floor for the Jets. This is Trenton Peary putting it into McAuliffe in the traffic. Nothing to go there. Back to Blessing once again. Tyler Blessing, he can't penetrate because of good defense by James Freshel. There's Wombold. Pulls in a little floater. It's short off the rim. Evan Keithley pulls down the rebound. Keithley outlet pass to Dunn. Down in a hurry into the corner. Freshel inside. Turnaround shot up and good by Joe Simon. Simon laid that one in and he's in double figures. Has 11 points in the ball game now for the Irish. The lead is 18. That's the biggest lead of the game for the Sacred Heart Irish, up 40-22. Here's a steal. Keithley brings it the other way. Feeds it to Simon for the lay-in. Keithley with the assist. Simon with the lay-in. Joe Simon's got 13. And the Irish are starting to blow this thing open now. Sacred Heart up by 20. 42-22 at the four-minute mark here in the third quarter. A 20-point lead for Sacred Heart. Ball is loose, kicked around on the floor. They're going to call kicking the ball, I believe, on Sterling. Well, wait a minute. It might have been off the defense here. Let's see who they're going to give it to. Here's Riley Nelson checking back into the lineup. Riley got 5 points back in the first half. He's in now replacing Evan Keithley. Nelson getting some minutes. It'll be Sterling's basketball on the kick. Inbound pass, though, is stolen by Sam Dunn. Trenton Perry chases him. Dunn dribbles away from Perry and gets it across the timeline. Dunn takes it all the way to the left elbow out on the wing, feeds it up to Simon at the top of the key. Now into the corner, Jack Stice, baseline left side. Stice with a nice feed inside to Riley Nelson. His shot is up and won't go. The rebound pulled down by Freshel. Boy, Nelson had a point-blank shot there. Two defenders hanging on him, though, and he couldn't get it to fall. All right, onto the right side now. The pass comes back to Freshel again. Freshel looking for Simon inside. Simon wanted the ball because he's got the matchup he needed there, matching up with Perry. Riley Nelson in the basket, in the paint, moves to the hoop, goes up with a shot. He will be fouled and will put the senior to the free throw line. Riley Nelson will be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Colin Wombold. On Wombold, that's his first personal and team foul number 5 on the Sterling Jets. Riley Nelson at the line. He's 1-for-1 from the line so far tonight. Here shooting 2. This one hits the back of the iron and won't drop for him, but he'll get another attempt. Nelson with 5 points so far in the ballgame. He's a 6-foot senior. 3:06 to go, third quarter, 20-point lead. Nelson's second free throw is up. It's short off the front of the rim. Couldn't get it to fall, and the rebound comes down to the Sterling Jets. With the ball is Colin Wombold. Wombold out that pass to Trenton Perry. Again, they find Wombold with it. Wombold wants to take it all the way to the baseline under the basket. He got trapped down there, no place to go. Back to Perry at the top of the key. Perry holds it for a minute. Carson Sells up off the bench, getting ready to check back into the game for the Irish. Perry has it stolen away by Jack Stice. Stice on the breakaway for the layup off the glass, up and good. Nice move. Jack Stice with his first 2 points of the ball game, and it's back to a 22-point lead now. 44-22, the Irish have doubled up the score on the Jets. Now we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Jack Stice. On Jack, that'll be his first personal, team foul number 1 of the half on the Irish. And it looks like checking back into the lineup now is Carson Sells. He will replace James Freshel. Freshel will take a breather. 2:28 to go in the third quarter here at Sterling. The Irish in command right now, 44-22. They have doubled up the score on the Sterling boys. Dribbling is Colin Wombold. Wombold's going to have to figure out a way to get it across the timeline. Coach Zach Lemke takes timeout to avoid the 10-second call. Timeout on the floor, 2:18 to go in the third quarter, 44-22. Irish up. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 103.
Leading the Sterling Jets. We mentioned next Friday night I'll have Sacred Heart Irish basketball again here on KTNC. We'll be live from Friend. Meanwhile, over on Sunny 101.3 a week from tonight, John Nixon will have the Johnson Brock Eagles at Fall City playing a girl-boy doubleheader. Fall City High and Johnson Brock next Friday night over on Sunny 101.3. Back to live action, Sterling with the basketball. This is Wombold with it. Had it to Jesus Gonzalez under the basket. Oh, there's a shot that's up and off. Doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul on the baseline. And we're going to send Andrew Harms to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Riley Nelson, his first. Riley got his money's worth down there. At the free throw line, Andrew Harms. arms, free throw on the way up, and off the back of the iron, bounced around and won't go. He'll get another attempt. Arms is a 6'3" senior, has played sparingly here tonight, but he's on the floor now, ready for his second free throw attempt. Arms shot is up. This one is short off the front of the rim, and the Irish have the rebound. Down court is Sam Dunn. Gonzalez there with it. Off to Riley Nelson. Nelson beats into the corner to Stice. Stice looking for Simon. McAuliffe has him defended. They couldn't get it lobbed into him. A lot of pushing and shoving inside the paint here between McAuliffe and Joe Simon. Simon holds the ball above his head at the top of the key in the paint. Gets it into Dunn. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound Carson Sells. Sells pulls it down and flips it right back out again to Simon. Off to Sells. Sells puts a move on Womble. Can't get free to put the shot up. Pass goes to Riley Nelson. Nelson in the paint. Driving, laying up. No. Rebound Simon. Tipped away off of Simon's fingertips, and it'll be Sterling's basketball. Right in front of our table. We're on the stage here on the east end of the gym in Sterling. Sometimes we get right in the middle of the action. During the girls' game, I ended up with the basketball on one play. It came right to my hands here. 44-22. Irish with a 22-point lead and a minute 25 to go in the third quarter here at Sterling. Gonzalez dribbling the ball in backcourt. Finds Wembold on the left elbow. Gets it across the timeline. Baseline left side, deep down in the corner with it. Wombold again handles the ball. Wombold hands the ball up to Trenton Perry. Perry's been their primary ball handler here when Gonzalez doesn't have it. Perry feeds Gonzalez on the corner. Gonzalez is trapped down in the corner on the left side. Got away. Spin move. Gives the ball underneath. There's a shot on the baseline that's in the lane up and off. No good. Ball tipped around. It's going to be chased down and saved from going out of bounds. And then it does get away. I'm not sure what the big bang just was here just now. We had a major here on the stage. Some piece of scaffolding or something came crashing down behind the curtain. That'll get your attention. 44-22. Irish up by 22 with 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Into forecourt, dribbling in. McAuliffe, a little reverse lay-in that's in and out, doesn't go. Keithley with the rebound and 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Keithley, outlet pass down to Jack Stice. Stice feeds it underneath. In traffic, Carson Sells. Shot is up off the glass, partially blocked. Sells got his own rebound. Puts it back up top to Stice. 19 seconds to go. Doug Gold says, back it out, guys. Just play for one. You got 15 seconds on the clock. You're up by 22. What's the rush? Inside it goes. There's Keithley with a reverse lay-in. Up and good. Nice move for Evan Keithley to lay that one in. Keithley now in double figures. He's got 12 points. There's a buzzer at the end of the third quarter. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Sterling Jets 46-22 after three quarters. We're back in 1 minute on KTMC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes left to play here in Sterling tonight. Your Sacred Heart Irish leading the Sterling Jets 46-22 after three quarters. When play is resumed, it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Evan Keithley will inbound the ball, gets it into Sam Dunn. Dunn feeds Keithley on the right elbow. Inside it goes to Simon. Simon in traffic. Into Freshel. Freshel forces a shot up over two defenders. Got it blocked. And McAuliffe comes down with a rebound for the Jets. McAuliffe out that pass to Colin Wemble. Wemble has his pass deflected away. Fast break. Here's Freshel one-on-one with Wemble. Shot is up and good. James Freshel has 8 points as he got the lay-in down here one-on-one against Womble. 48-22, the Irish have kind of blown this thing open now here. This press has created issues for Sterling all night. They get it across the timeline this time with a pass down to Wyatt Raffey. But a cross-court pass is stolen. Evan Keithley, 2-on-3 fast break. Keithley decides to hold it up and just set things up. Irish in no hurry here. Left side, here's Freshel for a three. Got it. Nice job, James Freshel. Nailed the three. He's got 11 points in the basketball game. 51-22. Irish with a 29-point advantage. Just under 7 minutes to play. Keithley nearly tips the ball away again from Wombold over here. Keithley touched it last. Possession will stay with the Sterling Jets. They'll play it in right in front of their own bench in forecourt. Inbounding the pass will be Carson McAuliffe. McAuliffe lobs it up top to Wombold. Oh, Wombold just drug his pivot foot. And a ball is stolen away. Fast break. Here's Sam Dunn. Wombold wasn't going to let him get it. Gives it to Simon instead. And Simon with the easy. And Joe Simon got the lay-in off the glass. He's got 15 now in the ballgame. 53-22. Driving layup to the other end doesn't go. Things, honestly, folks, are getting a little bit ragged here right now. We're just kind of running up and down the floor. Driving in is Freshel. Feeds it over to Evan Keithley. Spots up for three. Not there. Simon with the rebound. Had it taken away. Ball is loose on the floor. McAuliffe has it. Now Peary comes out of there. He's double-teamed. Has nowhere to go. He decides to throw it off of one of the Irish players that goes out of bounds. That's the only thing Peary could do because he was trapped. McAuliffe will inbound it right in front of us here on the in front of the stage. Gets it into Peary against the press. Irish still with that half-court pressure. And it's creating a problem for Sterling. There's another steal, this time all the way in. For the layup, off the glass, up and good, goes Keithley. Evan Keithley, later in. He's got 14 now in the ballgame. Several Irish players in double figures. You'll want to stay with us for our postgame show, and we'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring in tonight's game, and we'll give you a bit of a recap on the girls' contest also. 5:35 to play in this one. It's 55-22. Irish up by 33 points. They try to pass it inside. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called on the Irish as they lob the ball inside there to Colin Wombold. We'll wait until they post it. The foul's on Evan Keithley, his second personal team foul, number three on Sacred Heart. It'll be Sterling's ball under their own basket. They'll lob it in. Wyatt Raffey tosses it in. They chase it into backcourt. Freshel comes up with it. Freshel feeds it underneath to Simon. Simon lays it up, and Simon is really collecting some easy baskets down here. His courtesy of his teammates getting the ball to him. He was waiting on the offside of the basket, uncovered, and they just flipped the ball over to him. Simon went up and very gently laid it over the rim and dropped it in. 57-22, 35-point lead. This thing blown open. Well, there the ball is kicked this time. Sticking his foot out there was Sam Dunn. It goes off his foot out of bounds into the Sterling bench. 5:06 to go. 57-22. Inbound pass stolen. Breakaway. Sam Dunn. Reverse lay-in. Up and good. Sam Dunn got the steal and the lay-in, and the Irish are starting to make it look easy here now with the turnovers. Sterling really having difficulty getting the ball up the court. Back-to-back-to-back turnovers on the last three possessions for the Sterling Jets. 59-22 your score. 4:44 to go in the ballgame. McAuliffe loses it out of bounds, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Sacred Heart's Joe Simon, I believe. Yes, it is. On Joe, that's his third personal. Simon's had quite a night here tonight. I'll have to add him up in a minute. I think he's up to 17 points. And as he's coming out of the ballgame at the 4:42 mark, he and Evan Keithley both have a seat. Riley Nelson is back on the floor. Jack Stice is out there. Jesus Gonzalez gets the inbound pass for Sterling. He dribbles to the right side to Wyatt Raffey with the pass. Back up top it comes. Wombold. Wombold guarded by Dunn. Can't get past him. Sam's not going to let him anywhere near the basket. Wambold's clear out by the midcourt circle now when he picks up his dribble. To the right elbow to Gonzalez. Gonzalez up top to Wombold again. Gonzalez will try the three from the right wing, and he got it. Nice shot over there by Jesus Gonzalez. That's his first basket of the evening. Jesus hit the three from out of the right wing. 59-25 your score. Jack Stice, across court pass, goes inside with it to Dunn. Dunn is going to be fouled by Gonzalez on Jesus Gonzalez. That is his second personal. That is team foul number 6, I believe, on Sterling. Not yet into the 1-1. Gonzalez will take a seat. And coming in to replace him for Sterling is Andrew Harms back on the floor. Harms back into the contest. Riley Nelson on the floor, just got the inbound pass and flips it out to Sam Dunn. Inside of 4 minutes to play here now, 3:49 on the game clock. John Krause handles the ball. Krause up to Riley Nelson. Nelson with a dribble to the top of the key. Nelson onto the left elbow with his pass. Goes across to Jack Stice. Jump shot by Stice is up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot. Krause can't get it. Gets his own rebound again. Chases it down. Saves it from going out of bounds. Grabbed by Wamble. Wamble down court with it. Dunn tried to tip it away. Wamble picked up his dribble on the left elbow. He's going to pull up and put up a long three that's not going to go. And pulling down the rebound for the Irish is John Krause. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go. 59-25. Again, don't go away at the end of this one. Stay tuned. We'll just take a brief break and come back and give you a scoring recap of tonight's ball game. Give you all the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player performed tonight. Irish with the ball, very methodical here, down court. Across it goes to Riley Nelson. He wants to penetrate into traffic. Nelson with a nice feed to Jack Stice, and Stice nails a three. Nelson with the assist. Stice gets the three. He's got five tonight. And now it's 62-25, and this game didn't start out like this at all. I'm really surprised at how the Irish have completely dominated the second half of play. It was 28-18 at halftime, a 10-point ball game, still thoroughly close. And then Sacred Heart, that third quarter, just took over. Driving the baseline on the left side is Tyler Blessing. He's going to be fouled, and Blessing will be at the line for Sterling, where he'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Sam Dunn. On Dunn, that's his first foul, team foul number 5 on the Irish. At the line, Tyler Blessing shooting 2. He has 2 points so far tonight on 1 field goal. And here he's got 2 shots coming. Tyler Blessing, a 6-foot senior for the Sterling Jets. First shot is up, hits the front of the rim and off. Just a little bit short. He'll get another attempt. Into the game now comes Brady Horseman, a 6-foot freshman, checking in for the Sterling Jets. Horseman on the floor. Brody. Second free throw for Tyler Blessing is up and good. He got it. Blessing now has 3 points. Krause on the floor, inside in traffic, moving to the hoop, out to Riley Nelson with it, into the corner. Again, James Freshel finds Riley Nelson with the pass, top of the key to Jack Stice. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Stice goes to John Krause. Krause left wing, holds it a minute, feeds it up top. James Freshel. They're just passing it around the outside perimeter. Here's Carson Sells in traffic. Fall away, jump shot up and good. Carson Sells with a real nice little spin move in the paint. Got the jump shot up and dropped it in, nothing but nylon. 64-26 your score, inside of 2 minutes to go. A minute 45 showing on the clock. See Brendan Lemron is getting ready to check in and see his first varsity minutes for the freshman of his career. Here's a driving layup. Rebound, follow shot, won't go. Follow shot, try for putback, up and good. Put in by Trenton Perry. Perry with 9 points. We'll see who the other players checking in are here in a minute. We're going to have a timeout to allow some players to get onto the floor. Checking in, Cole Taft onto the floor. Quincy Kolliker into the game. And Brendan Lemron on the floor. All in, seeing their first varsity action as freshmen here. Cole Taft, a 5'8 freshman. A minute 25 to go, 64-28. Try to get the inbound pass into Lemron. It gets tipped away. We'll try it again. Taft comes over. Lemron trying to get free. They're having trouble getting it inbound. Now they got the ball into Taft. Taft on the dribble. Cole Taft, 5'8 freshman. Dribbles to the top of the key. Goes around the defender. Feeds it to Lemron. Lemron thought about the shot over there. A minute 13, Lemron to put up a three that's short off the front of the rim and doesn't go. The rebound brought down by Callan McAuliffe is in the lineup now. McAuliffe out to Tyler Blessing, and Blessing brings it up court with 1 minute to play in the basketball game. Moving to the hoop, under the basket, reverse lay-in, up and good by Andrew Harms. The senior gets his first 2 points of the night. Here's Taft with a three from the left side that doesn't go. Carson Sells chases after the rebound, taken away by Tyler Blessing, 44 seconds. Driving lay-in up and good. Andrew Harms back-to-back lay-ins and a whistle and a foul. Harms will get the basket and he will be at the free throw line with a chance to complete the three-point play. The foul is going to be called on Sacred Heart's Cole Taft. Taft's first, obviously. Team foul number 6. At the free throw line, Andrew Harms. Free throw is up. Got it. Harms with a quick 5 points here in this last couple of minutes. Last minute, in fact. Into four quarters, Brendan Limron to Taft. Across top of the key to Krause. Krause into the corner. Kolliker again finds Krause. Krause will launch a three from the top of the key that's off, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Well, somebody will have to jump up and come and get it. It's up here with me and the band chairs. We end up with several basketballs up here on the stage with us tonight. Just 25 seconds left in this one. It's 64-33. Irish are up by 31 points. Into forecourt comes Brody Horseman. Brody with a pass to the right side to Andrew Harms. Harms looks into the corner, deep baseline right side, 12 seconds to go. Kellen McAuliffe with the ball, stolen away, Irish have it. There's Taft into forecourt. Taft wants to take it all the way in for driving layup. Oh, he couldn't get it. It was on the rim, wouldn't draw point. Fast break going the other direction. There's a buzzer, no basket. Your final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish, 64. And the Sterling Jets, 33. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Don't go away. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the post-game show and the individual scoring run. That'll be coming up in 2 minutes here on KTMC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Sterling High School. Your final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 64 and the Sterling Jets 33. It's time now for our post-game scoring recap brought to you by Peru State College, bringing you the game of the week here on KTNC. Individual scoring for the Sterling Jets. None of the Jets made it into double figures. Trenton Perry led the way. He had 9 points in the game. Colin Wambold finished with 7. 5 points tonight for Andrew Harms off the bench here late. 4 points in the contest for Carson McAuliffe. With 3 points each were Tyler Blessing and Jesus Gonzalez. And Wyatt Rathy added 2 for Sterling's total of 33. From the charity stripe for the game, the Sterling Jets went 5 out of 8 at the free throw line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, 3 players in double figures, led by Joe Simon. Simon had 17 points in the game. Evan Keatley finished with 14. James Freshel, also in double figures, he added 11. A good night for Sam Dunn. He had 8 points in the game. 5 tonight for Jack Stice. Also, Riley Nelson off the bench chipped in 5 points. And Carson Sells had 4 for Sacred Heart's total of 64. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart went 5 out of 7. So not bad free throw shooting. 5 of 7 for the Irish, 5 of 8 for the Sterling Jets. 64-33, the final score here in the boys' contest. In the girls' game earlier this evening, it was the Sterling Jet girls defeating Sacred Heart. 47-43 was the final in that one. Leading the way for Sterling was Macy Richardson with 17 points. Grayson Delbo had 11, also in double figures. Katie Bolt finished with 10. For the Sacred Heart Irish, Jessica Wurtenberger led it. She had 17 points. Olivia Eichhoff, before fouling out, finished in double figures with 10 points. 47-43, the final in that one. I want to remind you, coming up this coming Tuesday, we'll have more basketball for you over on Sunny 101.3. I'll be traveling to Palmyra with the Johnson Brock Eagles. We'll have Johnson Brock and the Palmyra Panthers. That's coming up Tuesday, a girl-boy doubleheader. And then 1 week from tonight, I'll be traveling with the Sacred Heart Irish back out to Friend as the Irish take on the Friend Bulldogs. Meanwhile, a week from tonight, John Nixon will have the Johnson Brock Eagles at Fall City over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. So that's what we've got coming up for you. Lots of basketball here in the month of December before we get to the holiday break. That's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball from here at Sterling. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight in the boys' game. It was the Sacred Heart Irish, 64, and the Sterling Jets, 33. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on KTNC.